this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll jump right in with this one from Woman's Day, Kickback, Woman's Day's picks for the best in new books, music, and more. First, watch TV. They recommend Outlander, Season 5. It's for fans of The Crown and Game of Thrones. Jamie, played by Sam Heughan, is a tough spot. He made a deal with the British, but he's working for two different camps. He's trying to protect his people, and he's trying to protect Fraser's Ridge. Then, there's Homeland, the final season for fans of The Americans. The hit show's last season finds Carrie Matheson, played by Claire Danes, recovering from being in a Russian prison, while Saul, played by Mandy Patinkin, is now National Security Advisor. A book they recommend, The Other Misses, for fans of When You See Me by Lisa Gardner and The Wives by Taryn Fisher. In Mary Kubica's new novel, and I'll spell her name, K-U-B-I-C-A. Sadie and Will Faust have just moved to a small town in Maine when a neighbor is found dead. Sadie is drawn into the mystery of the woman's demise. A movie recommendation, Wendy. It's for fans of Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland. The classic story of Peter Pan, wildly reimagined, set on a mysterious island where aging and time have come unglued. Wendy fights to save her family, her freedom, and the joyous spirit of youth from the peril of growing up. And a podcast to listen to, Elise Gets Crafty. It's for fans of Etsy shopping and DIY projects. Host Elise Joy spotlights other like-minded female makers and explores new ways to boost productivity. And another, You Must Remember This, for fans of old Hollywood history and juicy backstage gossip. Learn about the secret and or forgotten history of Hollywood's first century, featuring hours of fascinating stories uncovered by Karina Longworth. And for a 15-minute craft for yourself or for a gift, how about a DIY mouse pad? First, peel the backing from a 10-by-10-inch circle of self-stick wallpaper and put the circle face down on a table. Carefully place a round cork trivet in the middle of it. Then flip over the trivet and smooth any bubbles or creases out of the wallpaper. Flip it over again and pull the edges of the wallpaper up around the edge of the trivet. Tape them down on the back. Repeat that step until the entire edge of the trivet is covered and secured. Hot glue a 3/8-inch ribbon around the edge of the trivet to complete the mouse pad. 15 minutes, you're done. From Good Housekeeping, Secrets to Bliss. Two hot topics everyone seems to continually crave advice about are organizing and sleep. No surprise, I'm someone who is obsessed with both. When shut-eye comes easily, you hardly think about it. But if you lie in bed staring at the ceiling, hoping for sleep to take over and it doesn't, frustration, anxiety, and exhaustion ensue. The same applies to clutter. When surfaces are clear and everything is in its place, life just feels easier. But if you struggle to find a home for everything, it can be overwhelming. So when it comes to both sleep and organizing, we are too often faced with the joy/frustration duality. You get it right, delight. When it's not working, misery. Because these are pretty personal problems, the solutions also need to be personal. So I asked our team to share their own tried and true nighttime rituals and clutter busters. And this was by Jane Francisco, the editor-in-chief of Good Housekeeping. So here are their ideas. For sleep, soothing solutions. We've got a couple. One, I sleep better in complete darkness, but I found eye masks uncomfortable until I discovered the Bucky sleep mask. While others squish your eyes, Bucky's has molded cups so you can still blink. The 40 Blinks Bucky mask won a Good Housekeeping bedding award. And it's Bucky, B-U-C-K-Y. Another, I always used to wake up in the middle of the night overheated, but I'm not one of those people who can't sleep without covers. I like the comfort of a blanket. So I started sleeping with a window open, and that small change gets me through the night. And another, sometimes it's hard to turn off your brain before bed. I take a couple of minutes to write down my thoughts on paper or in an email to myself, and it helps clear my mind. Next, the power of scent. The smell of lavender is an essential part of my nighttime ritual. After covering my body in Lush's sleepy lotion and spritzing its twilight body spray on my pillow, I fall asleep quickly and easily. And another, I find peppermint incredibly comforting, so I use peppermint oil in my diffuser. It's not a smell people typically think of as relaxing, but the key is identifying what scent you enjoy and puts you at ease. And some tech tricks. About 30 minutes to an hour before I go to bed, I put away my phone and read a book until I'm ready to sleep. I also set my morning alarm ahead of time, so I won't have to pick up my phone again. Another, I switched from a white noise machine to playing YouTube videos of white noise on my phone, so I can control how long the noise lasts. When an 8-hour video ends, the silence helps me wake up more naturally. Next, I set up my Google Home to play soft piano music and dim the lights to 10%. They're connected to smart plugs while I get ready for bed. It helps me wind down and get into a more relaxed state of mind. And the next, setting an alarm to help me know when it's time to go to bed helped me get into the habit of going to sleep earlier so I could wake up earlier and be more productive. There are organization tips. First, creative calendar. When I started bullet journaling after writing about it for Good Housekeeping last year, my life became 100% more organized. The method involves marking down to-do list items, notes, and events with different symbols, so it's easy to organize it all right there in one place. My Bujo helps me plan ahead. Stay on top of tasks that pop up throughout the day without letting them derail my productivity and feel less stressed about forgetting something. It's a game changer, and now I don't know what I'd do without it. Next, clutter busters. There are several of these. One, I put all my purse essentials into little pouches so that whenever I want to switch up my bag, I just have to grab the pouches and my wallet. Another, when I travel, I use clear pouches to organize my suitcase, and I don't mix categories at all. Shirts, underwear, skincare, and jewelry all get their own pouches. I stick round labels on the tops of my spice jars and alphabetize them so I don't have to sift through the bottles to find what I need when I open the drawer. And not all my skincare and makeup items fit in my bathroom storage, so I keep essentials on my vanity and put extras in the drawers of rolling office supply cart in my bedroom. Kids stuff. They've got a couple of items for organizing kids stuff. The Alva, A-L-V-A, baby wet-dry bag, which has separate compartments for wet and dry things, is designed for dirty cloth diapers, but I use it to stash my sweaty workout clothes when I'm going straight from the gym to the office. Another, to keep stuffed animals corralled and out of sight, I store them in the Creative QT Stuff and Sit. Once it's filled, the sack becomes a beanbag-style chair my son uses for hanging out and reading books in. And my walls are covered in 3M's command hooks, which hold on strongly but aren't permanent. Putting them at kids' eye level encourages little ones to be more independent and keep their belongings organized. They can hang up their backpacks and coats on their own as soon as they walk in the door. Then, as they get older and taller, you can move the hooks higher. From Martha Stewart Living, on our bookshelf, they've got a couple of recommendations. Like Julia Child, New York Times columnist Melissa Clark, that's C-L-A-R-K, fell in love with food in the land of butter and pastries. Dinner in French is her book, adapts her childhood vacation memories into modern weeknight-friendly dishes. One-and-done ratatouille sheet pan chicken is just the start. The next book, did you know that the first chandeliers were forged not in France, but in Constantinople? or that the All-American Windsor chair was originally commissioned for Windsor Castle's gardens by King George III. Design historian Amy Azzarito, and I will spell that A-Z-Z-A-R-I-T-O. She collects 63 domestic objects origin stories in the whimsically illustrated The Elements of a Home. Plants Woman Unite, this is the third book. Jennifer Jewell, J-E-W-E-L-L, host of the public radio show and podcast Cultivating Place, profiles horticultural leaders the world over in her book, The Earth in Her Hands. Icons include Midori Shintani, head gardener at Japan's famed Tokachi Millennium Forest, and Ira Wallace, co-owner of Virginia's Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. From Good Housekeeping, the Good Housekeeping Seal Star of the Month is Cascade Dishwasher Washer. Tests in the cleaning lab prove that when you drop one of these cleaning packs into your machine without any dishes, it will look and smell like new and clean better than ever. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping Seal? Cascade Platinum Dishwasher Cleaner impressed our home care experts with its unbeatable convenience, top cleaning power, and more. They list four reasons why. One, odor buster. Info collected in the Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab shows that consumers often complain about unpleasant smells from their dishwashers. We've encountered them too. Use this pack monthly and the problem will be gone. Two, buildup eliminator. The concentrated powder gel formula is proven to remove lime scale, mineral deposits, and grease, which can settle in the spray arms, the tub, and parts you can't see. If left untreated, dishes won't get as clean. Three, a proven track record. Cascade always tops our test. It's been a lab go-to and a Good Housekeeping Seal star since 1984. Stock up on its detergent. We use it in our dishwasher tests. And Rinse-Aid for spotless results. And last, performance booster. Cleaning your washer helps prevent odors and buildup. And it's also an inexpensive way to potentially get more years out of your kitchen's hardest working appliance. The best part, it works on all major brands. That, as I said, Cascade Platinum Dishwasher Cleaner. $4 in various stores, probably Walmart and Target, and maybe even grocery stores. Martha Stewart Living, how do I heal my chapped lips? Answer, dry air outside and artificial heat indoors are the chief causes of painful cracks and peeling. But matte lipsticks and fragranced or flavored balms, cinnamon, citrus, and mint are especially irritating, can exacerbate them. Rule number one, don't lick. It may feel relieving, but your lips will only be more parched after the saliva evaporates. The best moisturizer is petroleum jelly because it seals in hydration, says McLean, Virginia dermatologist Lily Talakob, who swears by Aquaphor Healing Ointment, available for $7 at various drugstores and Walgreens and Walmart. Shea butter and castor seed oil are also effective, says Talakob. Look for either in fragrance-free hyperallergenic formulas like Burt's Bees Ultra Conditioning Lip Balm with Kokum Butter, $4.50 at Burt's Bees. Reapply every 2 hours and after you eat, and your smile will be soft through spring. A couple of little items here from Women's Day. Challenge yourself. Sometimes all it takes to change a habit is to make it into a game. These little tests of your eco abilities are things to try and see how long you can go. Their recommendations to try: go 2 days without washing your hair. Go 1 week without using a disposable coffee cup. Bring your own cup to the shop. You may even get a discount. Go 1 month without employing a single-use water bottle. Go 3 days without throwing away any food. You'll serve yourself carefully. And make dinner using only leftovers 1 night a week. Another one? What's the greener choice? A couple options here. Use paper or plastic bags? Paper bags are usually made from recycled materials and tend to be easier to recycle than the plastic ones. But the best option is to bring your own bag, says B. Johnson, author of Zero Waste Home. Wash dishes by hand or use the dishwasher? You'd think saving electricity was the right idea, but a dishwasher can use less than 4 gallons of water each time you run it. Buy an artificial Christmas tree or a real one? Answer, forget the faux one. Farmers who grow Christmas trees plant new ones to replace them, says Kimberly Button. Artificial ones are just made from plastic. Cook with a gas or charcoal grill? Sorry, old school grillers, but charring your food over those little blackened nuggets creates almost 3 times the carbon dioxide as using gas. And fly or drive on a short vacation? As long as you're not driving alone, car travel is generally more eco-friendly than getting there on an airplane. The real decision to make is a personal one. How long am I willing to sit in the car? And some simple swaps. Switch out some of the heavy footprint items you may be using for these better eco alternatives. Instead of a disposable water bottle, sip from a Swell ex-National Geographic bottle. A portion of the proceeds goes to fund conservation and exploration. These bottles are $35 from swellbottle.com. Instead of resealable plastic bags, fill reusable silicone bags. $12 for the sandwich size bag at stasherbag.com. Instead of paper towels, wipe counters with these European dishcloths. $6 for 2 at grove.co. Instead of single-use K-cups, make your brew with refillable Java Jig from Melita. $5 at walmart.com. And instead of plastic wrap, try reusable beeswax wrap. $18 for 3 at beeswrap.com. 5 ways to save on your utility bills. Women's Day money expert Kumiko Love, who runs the budgetmom.com, offers you ways to tweak your daily habits. 1. Adjust your default water heater temperature. Your water heater can use up to 15% of your home's energy. To save money, reduce the 140-degree default setting to 120. 2. Upgrade your appliances. In the past decade, refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, and air conditioners have become a lot more energy efficient. If yours are 10 or more years old, consider replacing them. Find a better bulb. Switch to LED light bulbs, which use less energy than traditional bulbs, to save money every year. For outdoor lighting, set a timer or motion detector so lights aren't always on. Use a fan. Your central air conditioning unit can account for a quarter of your household energy use. A ceiling fan uses a fraction of that while still luring humidity and making the room feel cooler. And last, dry smarter. Don't overstuff your dryer, which can increase drying time. Cleaning the lint filter regularly will boost efficiency. And Women's Day's Joy Bauer's Live Longer and Stronger Plan. Women who participate are always hugely successful in improving their heart disease risk factors and dropping pounds. The secret? Joy Bauer's Hearty Living Plan. Try it yourself and boost your health as well. And there's something for each letter in the word hearty. The H is HIT, 10,000 steps daily. It's not as daunting as it may seem. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Park at the back of the lot, go for a stroll during lunch, or walk to a coworker's desk instead of sending an email. Any formal exercise you do, like using the elliptical or going to a dance class, counts too. Just wear an activity tracker or hold your smartphone so you can watch the steps add up. E, as in eat on a schedule. The meal plan the women followed consisted of 3 meals and 1 to 2 snacks daily, plus lots of water all day. You can enjoy unlimited non-starchy veggies such as bell peppers, carrots, cucumbers, green beans, tomatoes, celery, and yucca, to name a few, at any point during the day. Dinner should start with a vegetable, a broth-based soup, or a salad. so you can fill up on fiber-rich vegetables first. A. Add flavor to meals and snacks. Keep your palate pleased and avoid feeling deprived by experimenting with lemon, lime, and various herbs and spices. And don't be afraid to venture into new ethnic cuisines. For example, the bold African spice paste harissa can add a kick to soups and marinades. Avoid adding salt and sugar, natural or artificial, to your food or drinks. R. Repeat your favorite dishes. The women were given a list of meals and snacks that incorporated lean proteins such as fish or boneless, skinless chicken breast, quality carbs like quinoa, and moderate amounts of good fat such as olive oil to keep them satisfied. Each found a few recipes she loved and rotated these in more frequently than other options. T. Track your progress. Our Fab Five reached their goals because they remained accountable. They regularly checked in by phone and Facebook with one another, their personal health coaches, and Woman's Day editors. You can create the same type of accountability with your own support system. Recruit a workout buddy. Keep a food log, even if it's not every day. And step on the scale weekly. And why? You got this. Believe in yourself. Sure, you may hit a bump in the road and feel a little discouraged, but remind yourself that this is life. So that's totally normal. Says Joy, you are a strong and beautiful woman, and I know you're ready to conquer this path to good health. You deserve this, and I'm cheering for you. And we have a day of healthy eating here, of hearty eating. For breakfast, an egg white omelet. Scramble unlimited egg whites with your favorite veggies, plus optional 2 tablespoons shredded reduced-fat cheese, if desired. Top with a dollop of salsa. Pair with 1 slice whole grain toast or a piece of fruit. Lunch might be a protein salad. Add any raw vegetables to greens plus 2 proteins, such as 1/2 cup of chickpeas or beans, or 3 ounce egg whites, or 3 ounce plain tuna or chicken breast. Avoid nuts, seeds, croutons, and dried fruit. Toss with 2 to 4 tablespoons light dressing. For a snack, choose 1, a piece of fruit, 1/4 cup nuts or roasted edamame, carrots, plus 1/4 cup hummus, 1 container low-fat or non-fat yogurt, celery sticks, plus 1 tablespoon peanut butter, 1 ounce 70% dark chocolate, or a glass of red wine. And for your dinner, stir fry. Coat a skillet with oil spray. Over medium-high heat, saute unlimited vegetables until tender. Add 6 ounces of shrimp, chicken breast, or tofu. Sauté until cooked through. Toss with 1 to 2 tablespoons low-sodium teriyaki sauce. Good Housekeeping, some easy weeknight meals. First, a comfort food, no-cook peanut chicken noodles. Prep time, 20 minutes, total 25. Place 1 7- to 8-ounce package thin rice noodles in a large container. Cover with boiling water and let soak until tender, 7 to 9 minutes. Drain. You can use a big bowl, too. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together 1/3 cup each peanut butter and rice vinegar, 1/4 cup low-sodium soy sauce, 2 tablespoons water, 1 tablespoon sriracha, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Add noodles and toss to coat, adding more water, 1 tablespoon at a time if noodles seem dry. Fold in 2 cups shredded cooked chicken breast, 1 cup frozen shelled edamame, thawed, 8 ounce carrots, about 2 large carrots, coarsely grated, and 1/4 cup cilantro, chopped. Toss to combine. Top with chopped roasted peanuts. Add additional cilantro if desired. Herbed mojo steak with crispy potatoes. In a blender, puree 3 cloves garlic, grated, 1 small chili, thinly sliced, 1/3 cup each fresh flat-leaf parsley leaves, cilantro and basil, 2 tablespoons each fresh lime juice and fresh orange juice, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon ground cumin, and 1/4 teaspoon salt until smooth. Transfer 1/4 cup sauce to dish. Add 2 1-inch thick strip steaks, turning to coat. Reserve the remaining sauce. Let sit 15 minutes. Meanwhile, Heat oven to 425. Grease a large rimmed baking sheet with 1 tablespoon oil. Add 2 small red onions cut into half-inch thick wedges. 4 small yellow potatoes cut into 3/4-inch thick wedges to the sheet. Season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper and roast until browned and tender, 20 to 25 minutes. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in large skillet on medium. Season steaks with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook until desired doneness, 8 to 9 minutes per side for medium rare. Serve with vegetables and reserved sauce. That serves 4. Great for guests, crispy pork Milanese with apple ginger salad. Prep time 20 minutes, total time 25. Season 4 5-ounce boneless pork chops, about 1/2 inch thick, with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Then pound between 2 pieces of parchment to 1/4 inch thick. In a shallow bowl, beat 2 large eggs. Place 1 cup panko into another bowl, working 1 at a time. Coat cutlets first in eggs, letting excess drip off, then in panko, pressing gently to help it adhere. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil in large skillet on medium. Cook cutlets until golden brown and cooked through, 2 to 3 minutes per side. Transfer to plates. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together 1 tablespoon each white wine vinegar and olive oil, 1 teaspoon grated fresh ginger, and 1/2 teaspoon each Dijon mustard and honey. Toss with 2 Gala apples, cored and thinly sliced, and 2 stalks celery, very thinly sliced. Then fold in 2 scallions, thinly sliced, and 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley leaves. Serve over cutlets. And a zesty seafood stew, 20-minute prep, 25-minute total. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil in large pot on medium. Add 1 bulb of fennel, quartered, cored, and thinly sliced, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally till tender, 5 to 6 minutes. Stir in 4 cloves of garlic, grated. Cook 1 minute. Add 1 cup dry white wine and simmer until reduced by 1/2, 5 minutes. Stir in 1 14-ounce can crushed tomatoes and 2 cups low-sodium seafood broth or chicken broth, and return to a simmer. Add 1/2 pound each peeled and deveined medium shrimp, mussels rinsed, and cod cut into 2-inch pieces. Simmer until fish and shrimp are opaque throughout and mussels have opened, 3 to 4 minutes. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup fresh flat-leaf parsley leaves, chopped, and serve with crusty bread. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time. Have a great week.